The National Pork Producers Council strongly supports the Responding to Epidemic Losses and Investing in the Economic Future for Producers Act of 2020, known as the Relief Act. The bill provides support to hog farmers suffering from the effects stemming from COVID-19. Nick Giordano, the NPPC Vice President and Counsel for Global Government Affairs, says a spring forecast by industry economists estimated hog farmers will be facing a $5 billion loss, and the Relief Act will help them through the challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic.
In a nutshell, this act helps hog farmers, and they really need help. This is an unprecedented emergency in hog farming, so it's really important that Congress pass legislation to help hog farmers and that the president sign it. National Pork Producers Council is hopeful that this will happen in July.
Giordano explains how the bill would help hog farmers.
This legislation, like the legislation that came out of the House, will provide compensation to producers who either have to euthanize animals or give them away. It also provides money for aphids. A lot of plant and animal health resources have gone for COVID, and the federal government needed to do that. You're always concerned about disease and keeping disease out of the United States of America. And then finally, this legislation amends the charter of the Commodity Credit Corporation, and it provides authority for the Secretary of Agriculture to deal with the removal and disposal of livestock and poultry.
Recently, the Ag Central Radio Network visited with Ian McCray. He is the entomologist with the University of Minnesota, and we talked about looking out for soybean aphids.
Soybean aphid, well, we've been starting to see some in plots, and the levels so far are very, very low. But the temperatures, certainly as they heat up, you know, the birth rates are going to go up as well. So it is definitely time to be scouting for those little gals out in the field. The numbers, probably in the valley and through Minnesota, North Dakota, we're probably still at a point where, yeah, you should be scouting, but I don't think there's really heavy populations. You go down farther south, they've had them for a little bit longer. I'm not sure if there's a lot of spraying going on down there. I'm not sure whether they're at threshold yet or not, but I do know they had them earlier. So, yeah, their populations are probably building a little bit faster than ours are.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.